happens, which are skills that we really hadn't had any need for before that. And so all the great stories of the 1930s are going to call upon.
Greetings, this is Stephen Merritt, and I apparently on WGXC Accra, which I think of as WGXC Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Accra.
This is Mitch McConnell when I'm up in the Catskills to go hunt bear and visit my friends in the Greene County Legislature. I always tune into WGXC. I love that weird show, the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, but it's not on very often. What a bunch of crazy Yankees up there. Where's that station again? Oh, now, remember, it's at 90.7 FM on the dial in my Lexus. I wish we had something like that in Kentucky. Don't forget to vote, y'all.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Murray of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Talk radio.
This is an earlier piece of yours than the ones we'll play for most of the evening, and I think it's appropriate to start with it because it represents for me your connection to the Dada sound poets, which was an early inspiration for you, I think.
They were. Definitely, I remember. Actually, this is the way I had first heard about you. I was told when I was in New York that there were only a few anthologies of sound poetry that existed in the country, and that you had one, and that Larry Wendt in San Jose had another. And if I wanted to find out about this amazing collection of international sound poets who were practitioners of speech and acoustic language since recorded time, that maybe I could get a hold of this anthology and hear any number of versions of experimental language and phonation. And in listening to this anthology, which you amazingly loaned someone you'd never laid eyes on, much less who was returning to New York, I began to hear a lot of different versions of the acoustic practice of language and phonation, and many of them were so playful.
I never told you, but I have a second copy of that anthology. I still haven't opened
it. It's a remarkable. I mean, I don't even know if this is available. Riga Loro Tatina, who's a sound poet in his own right in Italy, was essentially the curator, I suppose, and the publisher of this amazing anthology.
It's about a five-record set, and it's got by countries, is it?
By country.
So there are several European countries represented. So you have from France, Tristan Tzara, and help me.
Well, the Cabaret Voltaire, Hugo Ball and Tristan Tzara, and then you have Bernard Heidsieck is on it, who will be here next week, and you have Mayakovsky. Now, I don't know how many of these are original recordings or how many of them are interpretations that were
performed more
recently of the original works.
Yeah, it's a mixture.
But it's an amazing collection, and there are many women on it as well. And so it was nice to see that they held their ground, too, as practitioners of this very obscure experimental art.
So let's hear the pineapple boat recipe.
Okay, this is
this is our hors d'oeuvre.
This is our hors d'oeuvre. Okay, let's see.
Cut in 8 lengthwise wedges.
Cut. 8. Cut the pulp. Cut.
Cut. So that it's loosened. Tear the skin in one piece, leaving it in place.
Carefully.
Carefully. So that it's loosened. Or you can cut off
cut,
the, or
cut.
You can cut off the cut off the cord.
Cut.
If you are inexperienced, hold the cleaver in both hands.
Carefully.
And
insert.
And
insert here.
And
handle lightly.
And very lightly.
And then use
Don't bang your fingers. The effects of the first two processes are quite different.
Like this.
Or you can cut off the top and bottom.
Like this.
Or use a macerating mallet.
Or the flat side of a cleaver.
Like this. Okay, cut off the core. And place each part so that it will resemble a boat. The working surface should be carefully cleansed with hot water and detergent and carefully dried because dangerous bacteria thrive in equipment not properly sanitized. Dangerous bacteria thrive in equipment not properly dangerous bacteria thrive in equipment dangerous bacteria don't bang your fingers.
So then I came back from the island, and I thought to make this piece, which is kind of dedicated about to this person. And it is an island where I'm returning to bring back something I took the last time, where I look for resonance and echo, where I didn't dream two men and a donkey disappearing into a cloud. A man getting lost while hiking. The soft breaking the heart. The dead carrying the living. There is a lot of water this time. And somebody is gone deep underground in a day of rain. A stream of water is coming from somewhere else. Just today and tomorrow, a rainbow for her and for me. It is an island where I'm returning to bring back something I took the last time. Where I look for resonance. While hiking, the soft breaking the heart, the dead carrying the living. There is a lot of water this time, and somebody is gone deep underground in a day of rain. A stream of water is coming from somewhere else. Just today. And tomorrow. And the rainbow. And for me. It is an island. Where I'm returning to bring back something I took the last time. Where I look for resonance and movement. Where I didn't dream. To men, Madame to disappear and into a cloud. Thank you. has gone deep.
Good day. You are listening to Talk Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. My name's Kurt Gottschalk. We just heard Alessandro Bozzetti with It Is an Island Where I Am Returning, recorded live at Issue Project Room in 2010 from the Free Music Archive. Before that, we heard an interview with Susan Stone from 1991, courtesy of the Other Minds Archive. We started off with Mads doing our intro theme. Next up, let's hear from Zubin Kanga and Shotimi.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No.
PR. No.
PR.
No.
PR.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Pia.
Yeah.
No.
Pia.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mirror Ball Self-Care Channel. First things first, if you haven't already, hit like and subscribe for my latest shimmers, rays, and glitters. So I know I'm always on here telling you how to make the most of every second in your hashtag performance life. Like and subscribe. But today I thought I'd be hashtag real. Because sometimes the always on pace of performance life can really smudge and smear your shine. Sometimes you have to take out the window lean and Brillo pads, scrape off the scum from your Okay. Sometimes you have to take out the window lean and Brillo pads, scrape off the scum from your sparkly sheens, nuke off the barnacles and blemishes to restore your natural brilliance. But no shade. We can't always be on full shine. Even the moon has phases. Hashtag YOLO, hashtag love life, hashtag get your miserable life out of my face, hashtag glitterball, hashtag performance life, hashtag self-care life. So, cause this performance has just been weighing me down recently, I really had to reflect deep on my guilt-free, nut-free, fat-free, work-free, vegan, yoga self-care routines, and work out how I can buff up my sparkle. And I wanted to share my reflections and refractions with you, because I love all my followers. Like and subscribe. Subscribers, likers, and sharers. Like and subscribe. And I wanted to pay it back. So welcome to my 5 top tips for slaying the performance anxiety giant blocking your shine right now and taking your first steps to a self-care performance lifestyle like me. So, step one, warm up. Don't forget to warm up on the day of your show. This is crucial, guys, and so many professionals I know just think they can rock up at HCMF and just sing. But no, you've got to warm up all day, all night. So what I do is I stick the oven onto a balmy 150 degrees, 130 on fan, I smother myself in Vaseline and vegan chicken fat, and then get some nice reflective recycled tin foil and really wrap myself up in it. And then I just sit there in the oven, just really soaking up all that heat. Really allow yourself to soak up the heat and light of the oven, and then you can really bounce it back to your audience later. Really imagine yourself as a red-hot mirror ball floating through the galaxy. For extra self-care loveliness, why not try a few sprigs of lavender poked into your skin, acupuncture style? Really blows away those anxiety jitters. Step 2. Neeks it up. The Dutch have this practice of doing nothing in their self-care, or neeksen. And I thought, wow, that is so right. How many times have you found yourself doing something on the day of your performance? Just doing things. So my step 2 is to neeks it out. So for me, I've got a show tonight and I haven't done anything. And I mean anything. For 3.5 weeks now. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be playing tonight. But that is just the universe's way of telling me that deep down, I do know. You know? I haven't thought any further than this because step 2 is a big step. And I'm really going deep there. And it feels great. And if something feels great, do it. So those are my 5 steps, guys. Keep neeksing, keep warm, keep reflective, like and subscribe, and have fun taking your self-care to the neeks. If you share enough, I might neeks off tonight's show. Like and subscribe. Keep shining.
Sort of had to be pushed, pushed to practice. But I did do it, and you know, I was always happy once I was doing it. And then during my teenage years, it took over.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, again. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, again. Now, I practice much less than I did as an undergraduate. But it's much, much more efficient. So there's less time, but I use it better. Know how to get things into your head, into your muscle memory much more efficiently.
No, no.
Again.
Keep your hands warm. Use either paraffin wax, warm oil, or nourishing creams to hydrate the skin. Simply apply the product to the skin, place in a polythene liner, then place in a terry mitt. Insert into the glove, turn on once the hand is in the glove. Leave for 10 minutes for an intense treatment. ensure product absorption. Leaving your skin feeling soft and deeply moisturized.
My first piano.
No.
Yes.
Was a Kawaii baby grand. It was about 5 feet long. My parents still have it at their house in Sydney. My school years and as an undergraduate. And I practice all the major works of the canon on that piano. Bach's Goldberg Variations, Beethoven's Opus 111 Sonata. Gaspard Delanoy, Bartok's Piano Concerto No. 2, and many works of Messiaen, to name just a few.
Pia.
Thank you.
are making tea. Adding scotch. Bedtime.
Soixante-dix-sept,
562, 714 715 717 718 Das ist vorbei, es ist alles verloren. Von der anderen Seite ist alles verloren.
Bronislav. So when you have someone who is making an experiment and comes to some native tribe or whatever, and if he or she is performing this experiment, people from the tribe are going to behave differently.
So sophisticated.
Because you're completely excluded.
If everyone is saying, at some point you're bound to believe it, this little bit.
And they were in conjunction, which rarely happened on the sky at this moment. They had a human sacrifice.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody definitely had enough time to make this. Completely destroyed in a war, also.
They were
social society. Somebody definitely had enough time.
No, you're just an elite. You're creme de la creme, and you're just
some special cult to this point. They were settlement,
social society of equals.
They were missionaries who were destroying everything.
Looking at the
church, near the border,
with one hole in her head, they had human sacrifice.
Dobrice Čosić. Svet.
I'm Balkan. Ima
Sandro Latović.
Vuče.
Anabela.
Uspeha na sebe. Svaj. Uspeha na Hrvati, kada je sediš.
Svaj štrom.
Uspeha na sebe Hrvati, kada je nije gde boli, nije taj. Kruka, hleba.
Meni, Vuče dol.
Vuče dol.
Ali ba veriš in Deutschland.
They were
social society. Hundreds of years before that.
Looking at the stars with one whole
education, your mother tongue. You know, you're a minority, you have your own mother tongue, but you're actually so close that you actually don't want anyone else participating in your own thing. When you actually start to heat up those differences.
Like
what happened here and
rubbish
there?
Rubbish and garbage. Some ne. No. Not no.
Yeah.
Not that.
If they can not try that maximum, no.
When the Christians come,
sacrifice.
They were missionaries who were destroying everything, and by force they were trying to
influence
the inhabitants.
Like
Vosak.
Rubbish and garbage.
Like out of space.
Dve. Vosak. Looking at the stars, sacrifice one
used to be a
hole in her head.
The mainstream of the 90s withdraw into some dark
they
places.
They
really
social society.
In Berlin, the people are not allowed to have
some person.
There is a word. What's the part of a mosque?
Cult. They were designed to be something in the future.
Missionaries here, in the Balkan area, they destroyed all these documents about the religion and cultures of Slovenes.
I can look here first, the trees were born from this place.
And if you look, for example, in ex-Yugoslavia, the number of mixed marriages in the period and the way it was steadily growing is actually saying that people didn't have a real problem with that.
So many things.
But the people lived very, very good.
It's not some ordinary thing. It's a very special moment.
But then you have societies where all of these people are complete strangers.
Signed to be
Muslims in Paris
in the future.
And in London and in Germany are like out of space.
It is 40,000 different words, but every word is a
substance.
Strong
is Christianity. Strong form is actually from the
old forms. Change here.
So many things. Vučedol, Vučedol.
Ali svakog slučaja možemo da pričamo malo i na srpskom, zato što je potpuni smor da sad kao
Vučedol,
nešto Vučedol. Glumimo. I onako smo imali ovaj diskuzivnu raspravu o metodologiji ovog eksperimenta. Te stoga ovaj deo može da bude potpuno.
Ispeha je...
It is 4,000 different words, but every word you understand.
Vlasis pasir.
Because you're...
Vučedol.
People would never know how we sound when we are not in experiment.
So I'm going definitely to behave different, and I cannot have full normal Serbian conversation. It's not the same for me if you are sitting here or if you are not sitting here. Why it happened here?
Vučedol.
Super!
Why?
Strong Turkish.
Why?
Why strong?
Completely excluded out of any kind of communication here, and I really feel
bad.
But
I come back here first, the trees were growing.
Whoever is listening to this, there is a very small chance they're going to understand.
But I come back here first, the trees were growing from this space.
That was Claudia Wegener and Vučedol song from the album European Sound Delta. Before that, we heard Chrysophy My Gun and Origin, Parde Immobilites, from his record Seti Suti, Ma Mera, Musikien, A Mort. We started that set with Zubin Kanga's Show Timi from the album Cyborg Pianist. This has been Talk Radio on WGXC. I'm Kurt Gottschalk. Here's your duty to take us out.